producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know it's Guccifer. I've been accused of being Guccifer. Been called by New York Magazine, New York Times, you name it. And then you think I know how to pronounce it. I'm from Texas. I butcher stuff. It's okay. Guccifer. I just think of Ducifer, Rob Dew's nickname. Paul Watson's article's up there, Top Hacker Chicago Nuke Attack Plan for 2015. Huge news. And folks say in the comments, no, take Detroit instead. Detroit is considered a dead already. Chicago's suffering. You can see the reasoning there, yeah. For whatever reason, that's the intel keeps coming out in the chatter. Michael D'Angelo says Chicago's definitely the city I wouldn't mind getting nuked. Maybe we should open the phones up for Chicagoans and say, what do you think of Guccifer, the top hacker who keeps leaking incredibly classified stuff, coming out and saying that he's gone through high-level people's intel, and that's the plan. All I know is we got a panic communique by high-level folks at DIAS, saying they brought out nukes hidden in the hangars. They loaded them on 18-wheelers. The police with other officers said, where's the authorization? They wouldn't sign paperwork, so the police wouldn't let them leave. The base commander came out and said, let them go. And then the media, TV stations, radio called that base. DIAS would never deny it. And then you saw all hell break loose about nukes hitting the East Coast right where we said they were taking them. Look, this is above my pay grade. But let me give you another little newsflash. It's above anybody's pay grade. Let's go to one phone call now. We'll go to Watson for about 5-6 minutes. Then we'll go to everybody else. Joe, Richard, Tony, Ryan, Wesley, and others. Joe in Nevada. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. What do you think about all this crazy news?
Oh, man, that video of that creepy guy talking yesterday about making everyone sick and doing it on purpose and making a stroke was pretty crazy. But I wanted to talk with you.
Well, that's not just a creepy guy. That's one of the main Obama architects of the screw job known as Obamacare.
Oh, yeah, I've been spreading that out. Most people have never seen that. It's pretty wild. I wanted to talk with you real quick about freedom of the press and the work you guys are doing. I wanted to say I'm praying for you and your whole crew. And I really never understood the depths of the freedom of press until I really see what you guys are doing. And you're sending your people into hairy situations. And I want to tell you that me and my family are praying for you guys. I was out actually at the Bundy Ranch and I saw Josh and David Knight out there, and I can't tell you how much it touched me that you were sending your people out there. And to know that people were going to see what happened that day. There was two reporters there. I mean, and you guys were one of them, and I just really want to thank you for that. It was very important. Also about GMO labeling, I have some thoughts on that. I don't know if you I'm a small farmer from Nevada, basically, and I understand the movement for labeling and things of that nature, but I think...
You're saying it'll put undue cost on you having to prove and certify everything. That's kind of the fear-mongering I've seen, because I've got family that are farmers as well, and it'll just be the co-ops or where you sell it through. Then the private certifiers will go out, and then they'll certify that it's organic. But, I mean, finish your point, sorry.
My point is I truly, truly trust in the free market. And I think that as an ambassador of the free market, I really think that we should be about repealing that money would be really well spent repealing what we can't say rather than trying to make someone put a label on what you can already find out already.
Well, I agree. I mean, if people should just label it.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this news is so incredibly important that I'm going to move the author of Dr. Mary's Monkey, this is very important as well, weaponized cancer declassified in the vaccines. We're going to move him to another day for a full hour or the nightly news. At the end of the last hour, Paul Watson's report broke at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's red-linked. Top hacker Chicago nuke attack planned for 2015, Guccifer. Now, to be clear, I've been contacted to show how I've been connected to this just by the media's research, even though I'm not connected to it. We've been contacted by L.A. Times, New York Daily News, New York Magazine, for some reason all the New York outfits, Rolling Stone again, and a bunch of others wanting to talk to me about Guccifer. And basically, you know, saying, well, you leak a lot of stuff. You have a lot of breaking stuff. Are you Guccifer, or is he giving you info, or is she giving you info? We don't know who, or didn't know. Now, of course, more of it's known, who Guccifer is. But it's one of the top hackers in the world. You know, we've had Captain Crunch on, who's a listener, and he's the top granddaddy hacker, but he's not currently the top hacker. And Guccifer has been very credible. And so Paul Watson filed this three-minute report. We're going to play it, then go to Paul Watson in London. But I want to remind you and we'll go to a document cam shot here for TV viewers, that back in September of last year, we broke this news. Dyess refuses to deny secret nuke transfer. Dyess officially responds to secret nuke transfer, refuses to deny. And it's right down the road from the big company that is the only company in the U.S. that demilitarizes them, deactivates them, Pantex. But they weren't going to Pantex. They were going to Lindsey Graham's district. Within hours of his breaking this, Graham comes out on CBS News and says a nuke attack is imminent in the Carolinas or in Georgia or in New York. Exclusive. High-level source confirms secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer off the books to Obama. Senator Graham warns of nuke strike after missing warhead report. You can go read the CBS report in our story. Watch the video. In fact, if you scroll down for TV viewers, there's the CBS article. By the way, they went and changed the article about a day later. They do a lot of that now. So I don't know exactly what's going on. But we've played the clip before. Somebody could probably find it. He said it on CNN. And he said it, similar thing on Fox. The head of the Hart-Rubin Commission, Gary Hart, said, and remember, before 9/11, and we played this clip ad nauseum, he basically said a huge terror attack is coming. It's going to change the way we live our lives. Once it happened, he said on C-SPAN, we need to use this disaster to bring in what President Bush's father called for, a new world order, and make lemonade out of these lemons. Well, he said Dallas, Cleveland, Chicago, and Denver would be hit by terrorist nuke. And we see preparations in the brainwashing of the military and police that patriots in the military might get nukes and detonate them. And then we see shows like Jericho, where a private security company like Halliburton, or groups like it, I guess you'd say something like XZ, formerly Blackwater, does it to bring in martial law. Post-apocalyptic action drama series aired in CBS from 2006 to 2008. So this is out there. But when you hear us talk about it, it's not coming from conjecture. It's coming from high-level sources. Now, remember, we first reported this. People didn't believe it. It was in the local news. There was a big fracas, and then our sources said, Wayne Madsen actually at the time broke it, that it was missing high-tech cruise missiles, four of them, the media said two, on a B-52 going down to Louisiana. And we had sources down there that said it was four. Weldon had a buddy still in the Air Force down there and saw it all happen. And they were trying to disappear, Cheney was, four high-tech cruise missiles. So let's get something straight. There's real smoke here. That means there's fire. In fact, I can see fire in the smoke. I don't know exactly how bad it is. It's like pulling up to a house fire in a fire department. You don't know how bad it is until you get inside generally. It could explode any minute. I don't know how bad it is, but it stinks. And this would be the perfect way to make Obama look like a victim, his town, his people. I don't know how big a nuke they would detonate. We're on two affiliates in Chicago. I'm not in the business here to scare people. I'm not the one originating this report. It's a top hacker who's released hundreds of documented real hacks and is the premier hacker. Probably a consortium of hackers trying to warn people, though they claim it's one guy now. Let's play Paul Watson's report. Go to it and then to your phone calls. I will get to your phone calls. I have moved the guest that was coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson's report filed just 20 minutes ago at InfoWars.com.
Guccifer, the Romanian hacker who accessed private email accounts of numerous top government and military officials, as well as the Bush family, is quoted in the New York Times as predicting a nuclear attack on Chicago sometime in 2015. Having eluded the FBI and the Secret Service for years, Guccifer, real name Marcel Lazar, infamously hacked George W. Bush's creepy self-portraits while also accessing email accounts belonging to Colin Powell, as well as military officers and celebrities. He is now serving a 7-year prison sentence in Romania. Explaining the purpose behind his hacking, which was conducted merely by guessing the security answers to people's email accounts to obtain their passwords, Guccifer's manifesto is, quote, a potpourri of conspiracy theories about the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, the 1997 death of Princess Diana, and alleged plans for a nuclear attack in Chicago in 2015. And whether you believe it to be the work of a conspiracy or a plot crafted by a group like ISIS, the fact is that Chicago has been a terror target since 9/11. Earlier this summer, the FBI warned that ISIS were planning to target major US cities after the terror group put out a series of chilling tweets identifying the Old Republic building in Chicago as being in the crosshairs. Guccifer also makes another intriguing comment during the New York Times interview. Quote, this world is run by a group of conspirators called the Council of Illuminati. Very rich people, noble families, bankers and industrialists from the 19th and 20th century. Of course, a far cry from the original 18th century Bavarian Illuminati, the modern incarnation largely centers around claims by hip-hop artists and other members of the entertainment industry that they're part of an occult secret elite that controls the planet. In name-checking the Illuminati, Guccifer is most likely making the general point that global events are coordinated and managed to some extent by elite banking families just as they have been down the centuries. But what's your view on Guccifer's comments about the Illuminati and a nuclear attack on Chicago in 2015? Let me know in the comments below. Check out the other videos, subscribe to the channel. I'm Paul Joseph Watson reporting for Infowars.com.
All right, let's go now live to London. We're skipping this network break coming up, and then at the bottom of the hour, I'll go directly to Tony, Richard, Ryan, David, Wesley, and others. I appreciate you guys holding, but this is emergency news, obviously, right here. Paul, you've got the Hart-Rubin Commission that wrote the plan for the post-free America police state with the RAND Corporation on record, saying nukes will hit these cities and that they'll totally take our rights as an alert to their own mid-level minions, obviously. Or you can elaborate on why you think they do it. Now you've got the missing nukes and just people freaking out at the base. I mean, there were guns out at Dyess, folks. This was unbelievable. We've got that going on. No one ever said we were liars about that, you notice, because it happened. They might have been dummy nukes or something. I don't know, but they were told they were nukes. They weren't going to Pentax. So, Paul, looking at Guccifer coming out, who did get into all these top people's emails, I mean, they admitted this was all real. He really did this, and more. And I know they claim he's the only person operating under that name. I don't think that's the case from what I've studied and seen. Obviously, it's now coming out that Snowden is not one person, but a consortium group, and I'm not even sure exactly who he's working for, but that's another subject. This cloak and dagger stuff gets into that. We're trying to reveal the cloak and dagger to people so that the tricks don't work anymore. The way to beat this system is to expose it and to bring in a more honorable, chivalry-based system, which is more secure for everybody. You know, true security, true peace, true prosperity. Paul, what's your gut on all this?
Well, what's interesting about it, Alex, is, you know, it came out in this New York Times article, which came out last night. They visited the Transylvanian prison in which he's serving this 7-year sentence. And he basically said to them, look, before I answer any questions, I'm going to read out this manifesto as to why I did this hacking and what the purpose of it was. So he obviously expected them, at least to some extent, to reprint some of his manifesto, because it was a condition of the interview itself. That's what it says in the article. But all they afford to it is one dismissive paragraph in which they mention, you know, 9/11, the death of Princess Diana, and the alleged plan to attack Chicago with a nuclear weapon in 2015. So obviously this was and they talk later about how he makes extensive notes about all these plots, which obviously he's garnered some knowledge of.
Yeah, no, obviously this is where people still fall for it. It's the New York Times, just like Snowden tried to talk to them first, and all they did was tattle on him. You go to the CIA, you go to the New York Times, that's who they are. You go to the Carnegie Endowment for Peace, that's really, they're above the CIA, above the State Department. You go to this trust, and you expect them to then make you credible. It's the opposite. And this is how the trolls are. They're on InfoWars.com freaking out about this right now and on YouTube saying we're liars. We're reporting on the New York Times. They're saying we made this up. See, Paul, because they're not really trolls. We've tracked some of the IP addresses before. These are coming out of government servers, Paul. They don't even, and corporate servers, they don't even try to hide it now. Just like the Obama administration guys saying, yeah, oh, the public's dumb. We lied to them. It's a plan to rip them off. They just hope people are dumb and don't check. They'll probably say that this Guccifer guy, or Guccifer, doesn't even exist as well. The point is, this may stop a Chicago nuke attack, and then we don't get thanked for that, or Guccifer doesn't get thanked. Instead, they'll just say he doesn't exist. But it's only the public being so weak-minded that allows this to happen.
Well, I mean, the screenshot from the New York Times is in the video. I will add it to the article with the link to the New York Times. So the time for
denial
is over.
That's not good enough. I'll just call you racist, and that'll shut you down. I don't need facts. I don't need to be intellectual. Racist.
That's going to do it.
Yeah, I just need to know one word. Sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
But again, the concern is he's had access to the emails. Rockefeller family, Bush family, Council on Foreign Relations, FBI, Secret Service, aides to Bill Clinton, George Tenet, Richard Armitage, John Negroponte. The list goes on and on. Secret Service Romanian intelligence, that's where he was arrested.
He breaks in, he has the intel, he gives it to them, and they don't want the story of the century with a confirmed hacker that's leaked nothing but truth. No, it's just, he says Chicago's going to get nuked.
Yeah, it's dismissed in a sentence. It's completely ridiculous. I mean, that's why we exist, to pick up on that kind of thing and make it into a story.
Just like Forbes last week goes, yeah, we're in a meeting with the media, with the CDC. We're supposed to cover up what appears to be Ebola cases. You know, Gucciardi went up to Dallas, Paul, and talked to more doctors, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is definitely going on. They're covering up Ebola cases. And they're scared. They go, we don't like covering it up because we're going to be liable. We think the government will leave us holding the bag. Now, I'm not saying it's pandemic and we're all dead, but clearly, Paul, there is Ebola here and there, and they're covering it up. I mean, it's not fun to live in a country where the media and everybody goes along with lies. This is not making us secure. It's making us insecure, Paul.
And we're not even going to know if they are covering up, to what extent, because the media's agreed not to report on any of the cases. There's actually a flight that went out of Gran Canaria. Remember when those potential Ebola victims, they had Ebola symptoms, washed up on a beach in Gran Canaria, these African illegal immigrants, they were just dumped out on the beach, everybody freaked out.
Yeah, vomiting with blood running out their rear ends, yeah.
Yeah, turns out there was a flight that went from Gran Canaria, I think it was to Andrews Air Force Base, so I'm looking into that now, if that was a secret transfer for potential treatment of Ebola victims, which if it's the case, the media's not going to report on it because they've been sworn to secrecy.
All right, get back into the nukes. I've been interrupting you because this gets me so upset and so excited in a bad way. Start over, Paul, with, again, for folks that just joined us, New York Times meets, gets what's in the emails of the world elite, Rockefellers, you name it, nuke Chicago, and the idiots at the New York Times just think it's all a big joke.
Yeah, this is Guccifer, old Guccifer, who was a hacker for several years, very prominent over the past several years, out of Transylvania. He lived in Romania. He hacked into the personal email accounts. Technically, he didn't even hack. He gathered information from the internet and guessed the password. So he wasn't even breaking some of those hacking laws. Obviously, he got in illegally, but he just guessed the security answers and the passwords. Bush family. He was the guy who released the Bush self-portraits. He also hacked the Rockefeller family, members of the Council on Foreign Relations, aides to Bill Clinton, FBI Secret Service members. George Tenet, former CIA, Richard Armitage, John Negroponte. So he hacked all these accounts. There's actually a scandal with Colin Powell, who he also hacked, where this Romanian politician was sending nude photos of herself to Colin Powell. So he had to come out and admit that he'd been hacked and then deny that he was having an affair with her. So this was all confirmed that he was getting into these accounts. He was arrested in Romania back in January. He was indicted in absentia in Virginia back in June. Now he's in prison for 7 years in Romania. He came out to the New York Times, said, look, I'll do an interview with you, but only if you print this manifesto, this long manifesto that he read out before he agreed to any questions. In that manifesto was alleged plot to attack Chicago with a nuclear weapon in 2015. But it was dismissed by the New York Times in a paragraph as some kind of paranoid conspiracy theory alongside the death of Princess Diana and 9/11.
And let me say this to Guccifer. We want your manifesto. We will print it in whole. Infowars.com is ready. So you just, I know they probably aren't letting him get info out because they're all scared of what he's got. You know, we've got Romanian listeners that have sent us Bilderberg footage and stuff from Istanbul, Turkey. In fact, we have that guy's phone number. Jacobson has it. We ought to get a hold of our Romanian sources and deputize them as a reporter and send them in if he can get in. Of course, they may have only let the New York Times in to see him because they knew he'd spin it. This is outrageous, Paul. Paul, you want to get on a plane? I'll pay for it. You ready to go to Transylvania, buddy? They say it's beautiful.
Maybe that's something we can talk about.
You're only 3 hours away. Saddle up. Let's go.
But the only thing they actually printed out of his manifesto was the quote, this world is run by a group of conspirators called the Council of Illuminati, very rich people, noble families, bankers and industrialists from the 19th and 20th century. So they reprinted that part of it. And then later on, they talk about him making extensive, filling notebooks with conspiracy theories in small, neat handwriting. So he's obviously writing down everything that he learned through these emails, and they're dismissing it as paranoid conspiracy theories.
Well, obviously, the police seized all of the copies of the stuff. I mean, Guccifer released the paintings of Bush and him in the bathtub and more. So they've got the intel. And so the good news is we know about the Chicago nuke plant. They think we're so dumb. They had Hart brag about it 10 years ago. So how many times have I said I think Chicago is the major false flag target with a nuke, Paul? How many times?
Numerous times. In fact, I think there was a plot involving a terrorist to attack a building in Chicago, but the building wasn't even built when the plot was supposed to happen. So it's been in the works for a while. Of course, if it happened, they'd probably blame it on somebody like ISIS, because we had these stories from back in August about ISIS tweeting pictures of threats made against Chicago buildings, like the old Republic building, which is in Chicago. There was another story this year, again in August, man arrested for making bomb threat in Chicago after he flew an ISIS flag from his car and led police on a chase. So, you know, whether it's going to be by ISIS or blamed on ISIS or patsies or whatever, as he said, definitely Chicago has been a big target since at least 9/11.
That's right. We're putting the CBS News story up about the ISIS plan is being protected by you-know-who, the criminal globalists running our government. It's just a fact. But this also goes to David Rockefeller, Colin Powell, all these top gangsters. Sure, they're in control of things. They've got all these super weapons. They've had all these scientists build them all this, but they don't know how to run it all. They're too lazy not to have nonsense passcodes that nobody can figure out. I mean, I'm not a tech guy, but I don't use names. It's scrambled uppercase, lowercase, you know, gibberish symbols, but they're lazy. I mean, obviously, these people don't uphold any security, any preparations, because they think everyone's totally dumb. But so what? 10-15% are super smart. So they're operating as if all the 7 billion people are idiots, when there's probably like 500 million people that are as smart as they are. We're just not psychopaths. So I don't know how that shows how all the other technologies and things they've got, we're all in danger, folks. They're green lighting open air pharmacological crops that scientists say will probably kill everybody. You know, HIV in corn, hepatitis in corn, super funguses that could spread to the atmosphere and make Interstellar a real reality, the Andromeda strain a real reality. I just shudder at how bad these people are, Paul.
Well, and the point with the passwords, because we had the story last week about the security cameras across the world Most people never bother to change the default password. So it's like, you know, admin and then password. So this website has set up direct access to people's bedrooms and living rooms with these private security cameras across the world because people failed to change
their
password.
That's right. Was it 300,000 cameras or something? Just so far?
In every country.
Yeah.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones.
One article's on this, everybody.
Radio Network.
I need to tie it into the missing news.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
At the top of the season,
when we hack the elite's email, oh, when we catch them talking about nuke and cities.
Let me try with pleasure.
I just ad-libbed that. That's why I usually sound so stupid. Whatever. The public doesn't care that the globalists carried out 9/11 and fund the radical Muslims and are planning to probably nuke a major city. I just know Chicago's on their list. Okay, whatever. You want to get nuked? Go ahead. I'm sorry for you. Take all the vaccines, too, folks. The government loves you. I'm not, you know, obviously here bashing our listeners. I'm talking to new listeners, people that think that that's a joke. They think that what I'm saying isn't true, or we're just trying to be sensational. No, we're not trying to be sensational. I could have been a lot bigger and been syndicated a lot faster and made more money selling out to the establishment. I could make talking about anything interesting. But I will not sell my soul out to the fraud of the New World Order. You sign on with them, you're signing on to abject, pure evil. It's that simple. Now, I'm going to go right to your phone calls and then into a bunch of news for folks that have been patient. I appreciate Richard on Veterans Day, a U.S. Army vet holding. We'll go to him first, and then Tony, Ryan, David, and others that are patiently holding, like John. Let's talk about nukes in Chicago. Briefly, it is one of the best sales tactics out there to say, our clothing line is so popular, it's all selling out. Or our supplements are so good, better get it quick, it's about to sell out. We only say that when something's really selling out. And you don't like to have a bunch of product at the end of the year because of taxes. So we tend to try to budget enough to order stuff in the fall. And then we don't order any other T-shirts, books, videos, supplements from the laboratories until New Year's. I've had to put in rush emergency orders for everything. Everything is selling out except stuff that was already sold out, like the new mystery stuff that we haven't announced yet that has never been sold out because we haven't launched it yet. And then Silver Bullet was sold out. Occupower was sold out. It finally came in. Just an amazing overall nerve formula, not just good for the eyes, but so much more. It's kind of the less expensive DNA force. Get a lot of the same benefits from our research than you get from the more expensive nutraceutical super-grade DNA force. But we are selling out of the entire catalog right now. Hopefully we'll get some of it in a little bit quicker. Take this Molon Labe shirt. The high-tech camo version that I've never got so many compliments wearing that I'm wearing right now. This is sold out in XX large, X large, large. All we have it in is medium and small, and it may take a month. We can get it from China in 2 weeks. We get it from the U.S. in a month or longer. I'm not complaining. It's just the bureaucracy, the cost, everything to have it made in America. But it is high quality. It's very inexpensive for made in America. It's very high quality, and I've never had compliments. Not wearing a Hugo Boss jacket, not wearing nice clothes, not wearing other gun shirts. I've never got compliments like I get with this camo shirt. And I wish we could sell it to you. We do have the gold leaf for women in a women's cut of Molon Labe in black and the men's in black, two different designs in the ball caps. And we do have those in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, madein1776.com. And we had sold out of the brass belt buckles because they hadn't been able to produce enough. You know, we print 500 of each. So another 150 came in. Those are almost sold out. And then those are gone. So InfoWarsStore.com is the big master site and has InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWars subgroups like Maiden1776.com. We also have the lung cleanse that's selling out. Three shots in the mouth. Then breathe in. It's amazing what it does when my larynx is tired or whatever, or I've got a cold or sore throat, better than any other brand out there because it's the Rolls Royce of true essential oils and extracts. It's super thick. I challenge you to go to the store and find somebody else that's got one of these similar products that isn't, you know, just thin and watery and just some menthol with a few herbs. This has got dozens of them under the highest quality organic extractions. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And a couple times a day when I don't forget, once a day when I do forget, three times a day when I'm really on it, I take all these different products, dump them into a glass of water, and drink it. And it's awesome. You can also take it just straight up sublingually, but I like to do it this way because it tastes pretty good, actually, when you mix them all together. InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for your support. But if you do want to stock up on any of the products, now is the time because some of them may not be available for 12 weeks. I said 12 weeks last time for DNA Force. It took 16 weeks. 888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com, and that's how we fund the operation. Please support our local AM and FM stations, become sponsors of them, support their sponsors, spread the word about them. That is key as well to support the broadcast and the transmission. And you've been doing it. That's why most stations had us on the weekends, then we go on at night, then they put us on live. We salute those stations from Chicago to Oklahoma City, to Lubbock, Texas, to Los Angeles, California, to Rochester, New York, to you name it. We salute all of you from Kansas City, Missouri, to you name it, to Needles, California, to Northern California, just almost 180 affiliates right now. We're just exploding. And the fact that a show this hardcore is on 170-something stations and dominating the Internet, I mean, it just shows there's still a lot of good people in government, a lot of good people in the companies out there, a lot of good people in the system, a lot of good people out there like you supporting us. And Americans didn't want to believe all this stuff was true. Now they know how much trouble we're in. And I'm not here to even demonize the system. I just want it to change. I don't want to take these people on, but I got to. It's like when you get mugged or something, you make the decision, am I going to let this person take my wallet and probably go ahead and beat me over the head for fun? Or, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and punch them right in the throat. And, oh, gee, I shouldn't have rammed their head into that concrete. I'm going to have to tell the cops why they're in a coma. I'm going to probably go to jail. But when they see the rap sheet, they'll let me out. And it's just happened to me twice being mugged. And the person pulls a knife or whatever, and I'm just like, you know, I'm going to have to hurt you now. And you know what, I'm kind of ashamed of it, Lord. I'm going to enjoy it. And it's not that I'm a sadist and like to hurt innocent people. I have this thing where I actually do like hurting bad people. And I try to repent of it. I shouldn't enjoy it sometimes. And it's been a long time since I do something like that. But, you know, it's an analogy of the world. Politically, I fight with words. I fight with my heart. I fight with the truth. And I want to, with words, really hurt the globalist. I really do hate this professor that helped write the Obamacare plan and helped deceive Congress and the public, laughing at us, calling us stupid, and how they lied to us and snickering and giggling. I don't want to physically hurt him. That'd make him a martyr or a victim. I want to savage him with the truth. I want to show him that abusing people and ripping people off isn't funny. I want to get that smirk off his face. You know what I mean. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony. Tony was up next, but actually I'm going to Richard because he's been holding the longest. Richard in Maryland, sorry, you're on the air on Veterans Day. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Welcome, brother.
Good morning, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm a 27-year Army veteran sergeant, and I'm going to tell you why I am on the most wanted list of Obama. Because I took my oath to office to defend and protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, seriously, and I still consider myself obligated under that oath. And that's why I always vote for liberty-loving candidates.
Well, that's right. The veterans, combat veterans, are the most wanted, most hated by Homeland Security. But that doesn't mean Homeland Security on average is even bad. That's woken them up. Why do you think Obama and the globalists thought they could get away with saying veterans are the number one enemy?
Because they're afraid of veterans. Because the veterans will fight back if needed. And they're not being fooled by Obama. Obama sucks.
Well, you're right, brother. Veterans will fight back. Veterans aren't afraid to die. A lot of them are ready to die. They've been treated like crap, and they're trying to get a civil war started with veterans. So I want veterans to fight smart with their minds as long as possible. And then if it does go to a shooting war, we need to not get in the civil war they want with the cops. We need to defend ourselves, and we know who the enemy is, don't we?
Yes, we do. And I say to Ruth Paul, go, baby, go.
God bless you, brother, on Veterans Day. You know, people can say, oh, America's wars and, you know, Veterans Day. Listen, a lot of people got put in harm's way and they were bad wars, but they were fighting for their family, for their buddies beside them. They were lied to about why they went to these wars and are treated like crap afterwards. They go and they fight proxy armies built by the globalists secretly like Al-Qaeda. They really were fighting Al-Qaeda. And extremists in many cases. And they're hated because now the age of men is coming to an end, according to our controllers, and it's the age of the machines and the technocracy and the age of pharmacological and chemical and radiological warfare by the elite against us. And so we need to understand if the globalists hate the veterans, by extension the police, I mean, come on, same thing, then they need to not be our enemies. It's very simple. If the New World Order is coming after somebody, there's a reason for it. And 9 times out of 10, it's because they're good. and in them is the hope. But it's not just to the veterans our hope. It's to all of us. We're all veterans of a propaganda war. We're all veterans of the vaccine war and the fluoride war and the GMO war being carried out against us. You need to realize that, folks. You are under New World Order attack. Whether you believe that or not, whether you work for them or not, you have not been exempted. So on this Veterans Day, remember, the troops are veterans of the vaccine program 10 times what it is for the public. The troops are the victims of the testing that the political class that hates them has done. Steve Pachenik's coming up to talk about that. Let's talk to Tony and then Ryan. Tony in FEMA Region 3, what former state are you calling me from now under FEMA control?
Pennsylvania, Alex.
All right, brother, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to recommend a guest, a man named Carl, K-A-R-L, Lentz, L-E-N-T-Z. And he has a talk show program. He helps people for free, basically getting their kids back from CPS. And what he's done is he's basically deciphered the court system, how to actually access the common law, you know, how to not go in there as the legal person. You know, we all go in there as defendants playing the role of the legal person, where he teaches you in one or two lines to write a claim. They always come in with complaints, and we have to come in with a claim. And as a man, you trump their agency, and as the claim trumps.
Sure. Well, it's time to get Alfred Adask on and all those guys and some of the constitutional lawyers that put out real patriot information, not patriot mythology. I'm not saying the guy you are talking about does that. I don't know who he is. But I don't get into it a lot because it's a minefield. You can push people into legitimate stuff. It's very complex. And then they get off into what they call, paper terrorism. That will get you locked under the jail. But, yeah, a lot of statistics show pro se litigants, if they really know what they're doing, are doing better in many cases than the lawyers. The average lawyer will just collect money and sell it on the river. If you get a top lawyer, they actually are into having a really good win record and want to win, but you will pay through the nose for that. Thank you so much. Great points. Ryan in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, great to talk to you finally. I'm calling in. I want to know about the what you think about the outcome in Ferguson, Missouri, and would that push the UN gun treaty ban even more? And one more question was, I live in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and I'm surrounded by veterans everywhere I go. And would you put it past the elite to possibly send a nuke this way to Colorado Springs?
Well, if I was a foreign enemy, that's exactly what I would nuke would be Colorado Springs, because that's the site of the real U.S. government and NORTHCOM, just outside Denver. And that is exactly where all the big underground bases and bunkers are and the nukes. And they've got a whole Congress there ready to go. And I mean, if I was a terrorist, they're always going to hit a populist area like Dallas or Chicago if they want to terrorize us. It won't be the UN. It won't be. It won't be the the capital or wherever a real terrorist would hit. If I was some foreign terrorist group, I would hit the Congress, or I would hit something like Colorado Springs, or I'd blow up the UN. And again, before they put the New York Times, that I would blow it up. I'm saying if I was a terrorist, I would never do anything like that, anything offensive. Plus, I wouldn't have a nuke. I don't know, my life's so bizarre, they might deliver one here one day. I have no idea. But, getting serious here, yes, I think you're in a major terrorist spot. You're in a, and if there was ever a government coup, counter coup, let's say NORTHCOM and General Dempsey decided to not go along with the nuking of Chicago, then they would nuke. They would get all the generals together for some meeting and then nuke them in Colorado Springs, or get everybody meeting at Camp David and nuke the military leadership. I mean, basically, here's the deal. Once you go into tyranny, there is no security. The sky's the limit. I think you're in a pretty dangerous place, Colorado Springs.
All right. Well, thank you for the information. One more thing.
Go ahead.
UN gun treaty. Do you have any more information on the UN gun treaty at all?
Oh, yeah, I meant to answer that. Thank you for the call. The UN treaty says that civilian ownership of firearms should be abolished, that it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. That's the text of the treaty. And it puts in all sorts of arms restrictions and ammo restrictions and global regulations. And Obama says he'll follow it, even if Congress doesn't doesn't ratify, the Senate doesn't ratify, which they say they won't. They've warned him not to. And, yeah, mass riots across the U.S. is what brought gun control in the 60s. Why would you restrict people's guns? Because there's looting all over the country, in Detroit and places. It's guns that help stop it. So, I mean, mobs don't go down the street usually in cities where everybody's armed. If you start trying to burn down somebody's business, they're going to shoot you. I'm not looking for trouble, but you come on my property, if a mob comes down the road to my house, there's a 9-foot fence around it and barbed wire inside that. It doesn't look like an army base. It looks real nice, but it is basically a base. And got the heavy door, the whole nine yards, and you're going to be met with resistance. And not because I'm a tough guy. I'm not going to roll over. My instinct is to fight. It feels good. Not because it's just a thing. Going with your gut and what you're meant to do also feels good. See, that's why they've held off on the Civil War until they think they can win it. They understand Americans love to fight. And if they really want to start a civil war, it's going to be unbelievable. The problem is they want to wipe out the police and military, and they plan on us wiping them out in the Civil War. And so that's why I've said, Civil War starts, I'm just going to try to stay in a location, broadcast, and I'm not going to be off. I'm not a military person. I'm not going to be a George Washington out there trying to lead people. I'll be more like a, you know, Thomas Jefferson or something, sitting back and trying to be, you know, come up with a political solution. But I'll leave the fighting to, but I will defend myself. Will defend myself.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117. Or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Took it all away.
Black Live, going to your phone calls. I've studied how different technocracies, different political systems, different oligarchies have controlled civilizations. Princeton came out last year, Yale this year. I've got the articles in the stack today. Maybe flipping the two. And said, no, the world's run by an oligarchy. And yes, we are totalitarian. And yes, foreign banks run America. It's like one time I saw this professor, Thomas Barnett, that lectures at the Army War College. He was on C-SPAN. He said, we're part of a global government. And we're under their control. And, you know, we work for Wall Street. And the military is, you know, going to take over and all this stuff. And I called him up to get him on as a guest. And then he clicked. My producer came on the line and said, back then it was Genesis getting the guest on that period. And I, because I would tell them who I wanted. And so I had them call him back, and I got on the line, you know, via phone patch over the microphone. And I said to him, I said, listen, come on the show. And he goes, no. And I said, well, come on, come on and defend. He goes, listen, you're going to be defeated. You'll never stop us. And he started laughing at me. I mean, you're talking to these guys. And I go, well, just come on and promote world government then. Don't do it by stealth. Come on and tell us. And he goes, never. And he was just so angry. And I said, you will be defeated. And he was just like, ah, ha, ha. I'm like, it's like out of a movie. When you understand, just like this Obama guy, this professor going, yeah, they're a bunch of dumb people. We kept it secret, lack of transparency. So I'm like, yeah, it massively increases prices. Got to hide the cost. That's how we fooled Congress, too. Yeah. When I was a kid growing up, I'd see movies with bad guys, and they'd rub their hands together and go, I will soon defeat all the good people. Ah, yes, it's so much fun to be evil. And I thought, you know, that's ridiculous. That's not how bad people act. And then I grew up and found out that's exactly how they act. I used to grow up seeing mobster movies where they'd go, you know, I really think you need to be my friend. I want to know you. And I was at this big 9/11 event, and they go, hey, there's some folks that want to meet you. They want to go up in this big high-rise. And I said, listen, I really don't have time. It was like midnight. And they said, listen, they're nice people. You know, they want to hang out with you and just come up, you know. And then it's really cool if you just hook up this big fancy place. And it's these Italian gangsters. And it's like John Gotti's nephew or something. And he's like this big guy in a leisure exercise, you know, Russian mobster jogging outfit. And he's going, Alex, I love you. I wish I could tell you I'll write you about 9/11. The stuff we know is so terrible. I love you. I'll go out to dinner with you tomorrow. It's so nice. It's so brave. And I went and looked up the guy later, and we did go out some that night. People would see him and go, huh? And then I went and looked the guy up, and it's who they said. Oh, Alex, oh, gee. And the guy would get tears and be like, he's so good. I'd see that in movies when Robert De Niro would do that and say, this is bad acting. No, that's how they act. I'm digressing. I said I'd go to your phone calls. It's just that with the globalists actually go, ah, the power's mine. We're going to screw everyone. Oh, it's so much fun. Put poison in their water. I mean, just why? Why? I'll get you and your little dog, too.
We're just all naive. Yeah, government likes us. It's run by nice people.
We're going to go to break, go to David in Nebraska. We're going to go to John, Rena, Douglas, and Daniel. All right, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets.
pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.